When you are intuitively eating, you're actually going to notice that your body is not asking you to eat the processed foods. It's not asking you to eat the refined foods. And you'll also notice that it's not asking you to eat the same amount of food every single day at the exact same time. It really is just telling you when it needs food at the moment. Are you ready to bring your dream body and health into life, but just can't seem to keep the motivation going? And is it finally time to address the self-sabotage and the unwanted eating behaviors such as binge eating, emotional eating, and nighttime eating that you know are getting in the way of your goals? Do you ever wonder what it would take for you to feel in control of your rituals so that you can stay consistent and see results? Welcome to this week's special Make Peace with Food minisode on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, where you'll learn how to overcome unwanted eating behavior and other self-sabotaging habits by shifting your nervous system so that your body works with you instead of against you. I'm your host, Sherry Chaban, and with each episode, I am honored to be your coach and guide in the journey to make peace with food and find food and body freedom so that struggle with weight is a thing of the past. When you tune in every Thursday on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, you'll catch the latest conversation on unwanted eating behaviors and learn how to shift the nervous system, rewire the brain to new patterns, and end the food and body obsession so you finally feel relaxed and no longer confused around food. Now, before we begin, I want to quickly invite you to grab a free copy of my Food Freedom ebook that I have for you at makepeacewithfood.com. And if you find that this conversation resonates with you today, then I also want to invite you to join our free Make Peace with Food Facebook community at myfoodfreedomlifestyle.com, where you can connect with me and my team directly. The links are in the show notes. And of course, if you know somebody who you feel could benefit from these conversations and discussions, make sure to share this podcast with them too. All right, athletes, now let's get into it. As we dive in today, and you probably noticed the topic of today's conversation, we're actually going to talk about intuitive eating. And this is such an important conversation, first and foremost, because really the goal is for us to shift into intuitive eating. Now, this might seem like I'm super contradicting myself because I'm sharing with you a harm or something that we have to be aware of, something that can actually backfire if we are planning to become intuitive eating. However, at the same time, dialectical thinking, our goal is to become intuitive eaters. So first of all, let's talk about what intuitive eating is. And this is such a huge buzzword these days. If you're on social media, you're going to see a lot of people hashtagging intuitive eating. One thing I want to say is please tread with caution. Anytime you're on social media, before you take that information as truth, I would always say just do a little bit of a background check to see where this person is coming from, what type of teaching or experience they have, because it's so easy to be whatever these days on social media, on Instagram, on YouTube, all over Wikipedia and all of these other platforms where people are sharing their information. And so it does become our responsibility to be aware of whether or not the information that we are receiving, that we're buying into, is accurate or not, and where is it even coming from? And so if, for example, you see people who are promoting intuitive eating and at the same time promoting unhealthy lifestyles, there's a massive mismatch because intuitive eating is actually this natural process that we have. When we are first born, when we first enter the world, we actually have cues for hunger. We have cues for fullness. And this is called appetite correction. We actually naturally cry out when it's time to eat. And once our body has received enough nutrients, that's where we actually start to feel full and we start to feel satisfied. And then we stop eating. And I'm a mother of two. I remember when I was raising my girls and they were babies. And of course, when they were hungry, they would cry. And then if they weren't fed, they would cry louder. And if they weren't fed, oh my goodness, it would get so loud and violent. But by the time they would start eating and I would see them start to get full, there wasn't one single extra drop of milk that I could put in their mouth and have them actually consume it. Once they were full, that was it. Not one more drop. And so that is what intuitive eating is. It's actually our body calling out for what it needs. And now our body uses very specific building blocks to build itself. So it requires certain nutrients. Our cells are made of certain nutrients. Our cells are made of fats, of lipids, for example. And we have sodium and potassium channels that help us deliver information and give us experience in our environment, in our cellular environment. So there's all these particular minerals and micronutrients that are required for optimal health. And this is what the body calls for. And so when we are talking about intuitive eating, what we're actually talking about is what our physical body needs. Now, why is this important to state? It's important to state because if we currently don't have appetite correction, meaning we're noticing, for example, that we can't tell when we're hungry, or maybe we've been binge eating for a long time or emotionally eating and can't really tell when we're getting full. Well, we're going to pick up cues from our reptilian brain, the part of the brain that's actually operating when we are in protection mode, telling us to eat. And not just to eat regular food, but really to eat foods that are very, very high in nutrients, very, very high in energy just in the moment. So we've spoken about protection mode and safety mode a lot and at length inside this program and inside this group. And as a really, really quick reminder, protection mode is when our nervous system is triggered for survival. That is also referred to as sympathetic nervous state. Now, what we've learned, what we've discovered, what we've researched is that a lot more happens than just what the physiological body requires for survival. When we are in protection mode, our emotions are impacted, our thoughts are impacted. Because when we're seeking out survival, our thoughts are projecting worst case scenarios in order for us to be able to prepare for them. If we can try to determine what the most dangerous situation is, then we have a higher chance to survive it. And so you'll notice that when you're in protection mode, and how you can also notice that you're always in protection mode is that your thoughts are always focused on things that worry you. You're always thinking about things in the future. You're maybe thinking about things in the past, and you're not being very present. And the more you think about, well, what if, and what happened, and really feeling a lot of those thoughts that are just uncertain, that feel out of control in the moment, you're also going to notice that your emotions start to match those thoughts. So now we have feelings of anxiety, we have feelings of stress, we have feelings of overwhelm, of doubt, of shame. And especially when we're body shaming, especially when we're shaming ourselves for how we're eating, when we're disappointed in ourselves, when we're constantly making fun of ourselves inside our minds, really self-deprecating thoughts that are triggering protection mode and constantly keeping us in a loop of protection mode. The part of the brain that's going to seek out food is also seeking out food for survival, meaning it's bypassing hunger cues, it's bypassing fullness cues, and it's also asking us to reach for those foods that are going to give us an insane amount of energy in a very short amount of time. And so those foods are processed foods. Those foods have refined sugars and other type of chemicals and ingredients that the body can't actually recognize. And so if you are considering intuitive eating, I'm going to tell you amazing, because I'm anti-diet and our approach is anti-diet, and I actually don't believe in diets. And I completely agree with you that diets don't work. Well, they work for the short time, we know that. But in the long term, they don't work. In fact, what we end up seeing is that our weight comes back on. What we also end up seeing is that we become so confused about food. We have no idea anymore what feels right for us and what our body wants. And so that's oftentimes one of the things that I hear when I'm on these strategy calls with people looking to overcome unwanted eating behavior. They just have no idea what to eat anymore. And so they've disrupted their appetite control mechanism. And so, if you're thinking about intuitive eating, before you do that, you have to first address the nervous system. Because if you start to intuitively eat, allowing yourself full permission, as they say, to move towards food freedom, but you're driving cues from the reptilian part of the brain, from the part of the brain that is responsible for protection mode, that is responsible for all the cravings and driving you to overeat and to consume and choose foods that are going to deliver those high energies, then it's so important to know that you're receiving the wrong signals. And so this is what I oftentimes also see. Many people that join the strategy calls have tried intuitive eating and they're very hesitant because they've tried it and actually noticed that they've gained a lot more weight and now feel even more out of control around food. And so the first step is to regain appetite control. And of course, we do that by shifting the nervous system. So that's by shifting the nervous system from protection mode to safety mode so that you can start to notice those cues. And here's the super interesting thing. When you are intuitively eating, you're actually going to notice that your body is not asking you to eat the processed foods. It's not asking you to eat the refined foods. And you'll also notice that it's not asking you to eat the same amount of food every single day at the exact same time. It really is just telling you when it needs food at the moment. Just like, again, if you are a parent, or maybe even if you're a pet owner, you notice that the cues are very, very much determined by what the activity level is of the day, maybe what's going on in the environment, maybe even the season, and that's completely natural. And so our natural intuitive cues follow our circadian rhythm. It is not a natural process, for example, to feel like nighttime snacking, to feel like right after we're done with dinner, then once we're in front of the TV, that we end up consuming a lot of our favorite snack foods. That is again a sign that that's the reptilian part of the brain that's driving that behavior. And so this is why intuitive eating can backfire. And so I, again, not to confuse you, but the goal is to become an intuitive eater. However, there is a major step that's missing between going from out of control eating. So if you're experiencing emotional eating, binge eating, nighttime snacking, mindless eating, stress eating, boredom eating. If you're in that place right now, that first step is not to suddenly go to intuitive eating. That first step is really to address the nervous system. Because when you address the nervous system, now you're getting the right cues. And in fact, you're going to be able to tell which cues you're receiving from which nervous system state. You're going to be able to tell, is this coming from protection mode or is this coming from safety mode? You're also going to have so much awareness around what's triggering these cues. And so, if you're following today, I'm super curious just to hear how is this resonating with you today? I'm curious to know if you've tried intuitive eating in the past, or if you're thinking about trying intuitive eating, and maybe if today there may have been an aha moment for you. Because the last thing that we want to ever feel when it comes to our health and fitness is to feel resignation, is to feel defeat, is to feel like we've tried just about everything, even this intuitive eating concept, and it still doesn't work. But I'm going to tell you this, and I say this with the utmost humbleness, I hope, but I am always resting around 15 to 17% body fat. And I know I just spoke about intuitive eating, but I want to also tell you that I'm also an intuitive mover, meaning I choose my exercise intuitively. So the moment that you learn how to shift your nervous system, the moment that you start to become in safety mode, and actually more importantly, be able to quickly bring yourself back into safety mode, once you know you're triggered, you're going to notice that your body's asking you for certain things that feel that is the most serving for it in the moment. So there are moments where, yeah, I do want some dessert because my body's feeling like that's what it needs in the moment. But my relationship with dessert, for example, is not like the way it used to be in the past. It doesn't feel out of control. I don't feel that dessert controls me. I control dessert and I enjoy it fully. And so the same thing with movement. There are days where I have a lot of energy and I feel like I can run longer or I could do maybe a more challenging workout. And there are other days where a 5 minute maybe yoga flow feels just perfect, or 4 minute Tabata is all I need. And so, as you begin to intuitively listen to these cues, you're going to be able to give your body exactly what it needs and be able to have this beautiful relationship that's so loving and so gentle and so compassionate with yourself. And it makes food and eating so much more fun. Because if you're currently now experiencing so much stress and anxiety and worry around food, I think it's time to release that. There is so much more to life and so much more that we can create and expand on than to just measure our value and measure ourselves based on what we're eating, what our size is, and how much we weigh. And that is the freedom that we provide in our Make Peace with Food program. So we talk a lot about the nervous system, and this is really what differentiates our program from other program. There's no way that discipline keeps us committed for a long time, but instead, our method really allows you to fully be able to look at what's going on with a non-judgmental stance, as we call it, and then start to apply the tools that really help you shift the nervous system. And so what we also tend to see, especially those who've been in therapy for a long time, or those who've also maybe seen a therapist for unwanted eating behavior, we tend to see that they have a lot of awareness around what's going on. However, don't necessarily have the tools to shift the nervous system. And so if you feel like you're ready for a new approach and you're curious even just to know if this is the right fit for you, we offer a free 30-minute strategy call. This is a win-win situation. During our time together, we are going to determine what's actually triggering this unwanted eating behavior. If it is a nervous system issue, if we notice that there is a play of protection mode hanging out in the background, really driving this behavior, we're going to show you the different ways that make peace with food can support you. And by the way, if we also notice that it's not at all the nervous system, we're going to let you know that just the same, and then let you know about other methods that can also support your journey and help you achieve your goals. And so there's a link for you here to register for that call if you haven't taken the opportunity to just yet. And then I just want to ask you a question. Do you feel that at this point you would just owe it to yourself to be curious, just owe it to yourself to really understand what's going on with this unwanted eating? If you've been dieting for so long, if it seems like you've tried almost every single method under the sun and it's still not working for you, would you like to just deepen your sense of curiosity and then maybe try a very different approach that is not restrictive, that allows for food freedom and allows for you to come to a natural weight that your body desires, that your body's actually naturally set to, without ever having to exert so much effort around nutrition or around exercise or around time that we all know we don't really have to pour into our fitness regimen all the time. And so if this resonates with you, I would love to jump on a call with you and really help guide you in any way that I can. And then if you go to the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, there are so many amazing, beautiful, juicy lessons for you also to follow through our conversations here and through the amazing guests that I invite on our podcast. So with that, I want to wish you a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you all next week. Thank you for listening to this week's Make Peace with Food mini-sode on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast. If this has resonated with you today, I want to invite you to subscribe to the show so you never miss a beat. And if you know someone who could benefit from this conversation, then please share this episode with them. Let's work together to help as many people as possible make peace with food and fall in love with fitness. And by the way, I need to mention that if you rate and review this podcast on iTunes and send over the screenshot to Sherry at sherrychevan.com, you'll receive a $500 voucher to join me at one of my upcoming retreats or to use it in our Make Peace with Food coaching program. And don't forget to visit myfoodfreedomlifestyle.com to join the free Facebook group for more resources. And remember, athlete, you are an inspiration. I cannot wait to hear your story.